KTBB News Time, 7:53, 63 degrees in Longview, 64 degrees right now in Tyler, and a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. It is time now for You Tell Me, Texas, with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. Top of the morning to you, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Well, I returned last night from a broadcaster's conference in Washington, D.C. At a Tuesday session, we listened to a pair of political pros, one Democrat, one Republican, brief us on the state of the presidential race, and they told it straight. No party spin, no talking points, just a candid assessment of where things stand. The Dem was honest about Biden's vulnerabilities. The Republican was equally straight about Donald Trump. They agree that 2024 is going to be a Trump-Biden rematch. The impression the Dem gave was one of accepting, without directly coming out and saying so, that the odds now favor Trump. The Republican cautioned to never underestimate the unique Republican capacity for snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. One of them, and I honestly now can't remember which, said something important. He said that we've never had full acceptance of the results of 2016. That fact colored what was already going to be a contentious, COVID-impacted 2020 election. Buckle up, then, for 2024. I recall saying to my wife a week or so following the 2016 election that the Dems, gobsmacked by Trump's unthinkable victory, would need a little time to have their freak out before eventually getting over it. Boy, was I wrong. In addition to members of Congress promising impeachment even before he was inaugurated, in addition to demonstrations by women wearing headgear intended to represent more southerly anatomy, in addition to celebrities holding up beheaded effigies of Donald Trump, official Washington, aided and abetted by the Hillary Clinton campaign, spun up the Russian collusion yarn to explain Hillary's otherwise to them inexplicable loss. The three-year Mueller probe intended to delegitimize Trump's presidency followed. The FBI, the Department of Justice, top Dems, and top members of the corporate media all knew the Russian collusion story was a crock. It didn't stop them. As to 2024, any doubt as to Trump becoming the GOP nominee was laid to rest this past Tuesday. Doubts as to his likelihood of returning to the White House diminish in direct proportion to Joe Biden's cratering poll numbers. The Real Clear Politics average of polls has Trump leading by a factor greater than the margin of error in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Nevada, four of the six battleground states. If you're betting the grocery money, you got to put it on Trump. And if you thought the lefty meltdown was over the top in 2016, just wait. If Trump wins, this hissy fit will be several orders of magnitude worse. The left will stop at nothing to cripple a second Trump administration. Nothing will be out of bounds. 2016 is going to seem like a church social. And be clear about this. Though the incandescent reaction by the left will be targeted full force upon Donald Trump, he's not really the target. The real target is you, for being so manifestly stupid, for showing such blatant disrespect for your social and intellectual betters, and for having the temerity to vote for the candidate of your own free choosing. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Well, you know, there are about 500 wineries here in the great state of Texas, and every year those Texas wineries, along with wineries from around the world, compete in the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition. It's a big deal. A big deal to the tune of nearly 3,000 entries from 22 countries. And this year, at this most prestigious competition, our own Keepersall Estates emerged as the top Texas winery, and they have the trophy to prove it. Only this is Texas, and that means that the trophy is actually a custom saddle with the words Top Texas Winery 2024 hand-tooled into the leather flaps. So here's an invitation to the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall to see this beautiful saddle for yourself. While you're there, ask to try wines from the collection that helped make Keepersall the Top Texas Winery. Tell them I sent you, and as always, your first taste is on me. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. More at Keepersall.com.